Okay, we're back for another segment of the second program of the month of April, dealing with why WCGA, and specifically why WCGA can be an institution of the great reawakening of America. And before we ended the last segment, the only really specific thing that I had said was that in listening to this radio program, if the words, which may sometimes be pretty polemical or intense or maybe not words that you would choose to use, like cockroaches infecting our government, but if you generally agree with what's being said, then let me ask you for the commitment to listen to this station, point others to this station, and then help us find sponsors for the station. If you know an owner of a small business here on the island or in Brunswick or somewhere in Southeast Georgia, a person who is preferably committed in his Christian faith, who is conservative politically, but really who is committed to saving America by returning into its old value systems, then you might approach that business owner to see if they wouldn't be willing to come aboard and help sponsor what we're doing. So to this point, the specifics would be you hear us, you agree with us, you tell others about us, and then you go and you help us find sponsors, because the revenue necessary to run a radio station is pretty high, and this is a cash-limited operation. It is run by good people with good purpose, have been in the business for a long time, but the circumstances are such that it's not going to be able to generate the kind of revenue that we need to do what we need to do, which is to go from the 10,000 watts where we are to 50,000 so that we can broadcast, you know, well south of Jacksonville. And Jacksonville used to have some pretty good radio stations and conservative stations, and I had some association with one of them, but then because of the middle management, that went away. You know, people who would say, wow, what a conservative talk radio is just good business. I admire your passion and your zeal, but, you know, we're in this business because, well, conservative talk radio is just good business. Well, when the man told me that several years ago, I knew that the station would be moving away from the conservative platform the first time any kind of problems, let's say, came up in the conservative community that might cost them listenership or something like that. Sure enough, that happened. The man was not committed to God, was not committed to conservatism. I was just concerned with, you know, it's good business, Woody. Well, that's fine. And so we took off one of the most important programs that was on the air at that time, hosted by a good friend of mine who I actually happens to be a pilot. And he took away a voice that we had. And so it's one of the reasons that I've approached Wes and Dee, because there needs to be the message put out that has been put out by Wes and Dee, and as we used to put out at the other station. And if we increase the station to 50,000 watts, man, we broadcast a long way, and Wes has already researched it, and it can be done. So if we can get sponsors on board, if we can get some people who are willing to put the money where the mouth is, as you say, well, yeah, I'm in favor of conservative radio. I think it's wonderful. I think we need to go and we need to change things. Fine. Here's how you change things. Yeah, little tiny AM station that people may consider, well, it's not really that important, but, you know, good program. I like listening to it. But, well, we got to get off that seat. And we have to say, all right, I'm going to go help those folks. I'm going to come aboard, and I'm going to help establish the funding flow that would allow that station to kick up to 50,000 watts and then really reach a big footprint. So you listen, you resonate to what we're saying, You make yourself known by telling other people about the station, particularly your family. Make sure they listen. And then if you can find, if you know any business people who are conservative and concerned, well, point them toward us and we'll share the vision. And the next point is attend what we call the mobility luncheons. It's something that I did when I was in the Air Force and I was a chief of transportation at Laughlin, still flying airplanes, still flying a line of students, but the chief of transportation and also the deputy mobility officer, which meant we had to send the ATC assets to war if war broke out. And my job and the commander's job was to find the way to do it expeditiously. But we started a mobility luncheon, and from that mobility luncheon, people getting together and talking about the mission, we achieved some pretty good things at Laughlin Air Force Base and got a little recognition for it. But this applies right here, right now, to WCGA. A group of folks can get together, and we're looking at least for about 15 to start, 15 good men with vision to sit down and eat a hamburger or whatever you purchase, and let's talk about the common goal of ultimately causing the great reawakening in America. Resonate, tell other people, help us find sponsors, and come to the mobility luncheon. So in the next segment, we're going to continue in this line of developing warriors for the station. So please stay tuned to WCGA Wonderful Coastal Georgia AM 1100 as on the next segment, we continue this conversation. Thank you. God bless you.